It will still be weeks before Indiana lawmakers can gather to redraw congressional and state legislative district boundaries. That's because of delays in getting necessary information from the U.S. Census Bureau. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on the basics of redistricting in the Hoosier State.
The Indiana Constitution requires the state legislature to redraw state House and Senate district lines every 10 years after the census. The requirement to draw congressional district borders is in state law. And the Constitution also says those state and House Senate districts must be contiguous, meaning a district can't be split into pieces that don't connect. But beyond that, there are no other state laws that govern how the lines are drawn. There are some federal rules Indiana legislators must follow. Districts have to be equal in population, or very, very close to it, and there are some guards against racial discrimination. The districts drawn this year will be in place until after the next census, a decade from now. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.
This story is in response to questions we received through the Indiana Two-Way. To join, text INDIANA to 73224.